For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You ready to make a deal, Hugh?
Let's hear this.
All right. Well, we are barreling towards the MLB trade deadline. June 30th is the final day to make trades. That's what Dave Dombrowski has to finalize his roster in terms of trades before we come down the stretch of the season. So every day at 1 o'clock, we're going to be making a new deal. So we'll be looking at a player, and Kyle's going to do this blind date side. He's going to throw the profile at the player at us, and we'll decide whether or not this looks like a fit for the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, Kyle, what do you got for us today? Yesterday, we debated the merits of who became Jazz Chisholm.
Yes.
Today, what kind of player are we talking about?
Well, today, gentlemen, we have a 28-year-old center fielder slash first baseman.
Ooh, versatile.
Yes, versatile. Okay. So his contract is interesting. Now, he is technically a free agent in 2027, but he has an opt-out clause. So he can technically become a free agent after this season, and his agent is none other than Mr. Scott Boris. So
we're looking at potentially a two-year rental, or one year, or six months.
Or half a year, yeah. So you don't really know.
So it could be he could opt out after this season or next season or
correct.
Play the next year.
Yes, so it's a very interesting contract, and
okay.
If you know his agent, then you might be inclined to believe
that
this is
that
a little bit
agent.
Of a risky move. Yeah. So just to give you a few numbers from this season, he's batting .270. 329 on base percentages. OPS is .750. 9 home runs, 14 doubles. Not really a stolen base guy. Does this guy seem like a fit for the Phils?
Can I ask one question about him?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of track record is this
guy? You said not really a stolen base guy.
No, not a stolen base guy.
Okay.
Does this guy have a short track record, long track record?
He's been around. Now, it's kind of an up and down track record, is what I'd describe it as. I mean, he is a former MVP.
Oh, well, hold on.
A former Rookie of the Year.
A former MVP.
Yeah, but he's also had a couple, like, pretty bad seasons locked in there.
Mm-hmm. When did these bad seasons happen?
All right, so
Rookie of the Year.
He had another solid year, then won the MVP in his third. Then it was, I would say, about 3 years of, like, some pretty down play. And then he bounced back pretty well last season on a new team. And now this year, I think, is sort of leveling out a little bit.
Yeah, the numbers you gave this year, looks like he's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Not great,
750 OPS.
But pretty good. But certainly an upgrade for the Phillies
correct.
In the outfield.
Versatile guy.
And he hits.
But you're talking about the versatility is, I think, what your selling point
yes.
is, correct?
Yes.
This is a left-handed hitter?
This is a left-handed
okay.
hitter. Yep.
The former MVP has me intrigued.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy that has had high-level ability at some point in his career. All right, so I'm in based on the profile of the player. I'm in on I like the versatility. Certainly an upgrade from what they have. We know in the past, like you told us, he's been really good. The contract makes a trade complicated. Because, Hugh, a player like this, you would think the team would say, well, we want something good back. You could have him for 2 years. But then if I'm the Phillies, I'm like, well, what if he's only here for 2 months? It feels like a tough player to make a real trade for.
Yeah, because it's like, what are you going to give up? And he has control of the situation,
yes.
and he might leave. So, yeah, I don't know about that one, Kyle. That
scares you a little bit,
you? That dog don't feel like it's going to hunt.
Not feeling like a match.
No. Nah.
This blind date did not go well for
Who
you.
Who are we talking about here?
This is none other than, we just saw him last night, we're going to see him again tonight, Cody Bellinger.
Pair of hits last night, double last night.
Mm. His name's been bouncing around.
It has.
For the trade, though.
I think last year he came up, because the Cubs were like kind of halfway in the race last year. This year, they're pretty bad. They're actually in last place.
I know.
I like the idea. I mean, Dave Dombrowski has always been a guy that likes pedigree. Why not another MVP of this lineup? This guy's been an MVP of the league. 2019, he had 47 homers. You're right. He's had a very different like kind of seasons because he used to be a real big power guy.
Yep.
And now he's sacrificed some of the powers to strike out less. He doesn't strike out like he used to.
It means
that's a lot, though. The 2 months opposed to the 2 years thing, and you know, really, what you're going to basically have to give up for him? That kind of scares me.
I do feel like they need a right-handed bat.
They
necessarily a left.
I would agree, but beggars can't be choosers. I mean, we're playing Johan Rojas and Christian Pache.
Are we beggars, though? I mean, there's other guys out there.
Johan Rojas laid down a bunt.
He did.
Which I was kind of...
It worked.
Were you proud here? Did you tear up?
No, listen. Let me tell you.
Are you going to choke up like Spike did?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But the fact that it was a big deal on the broadcast jumped out to me a little bit. Because you remember I told you, like, when we were going up there, when we were talking about it and they sent him down, the one thing that I was kind of skeptical about is like, okay, how's he going to work on Button?
Mm-hmm.
But they made it a big deal to tell us that he really worked on Button when he was up there,
so,
or down there, or however you want to say it.
We talked a little bit about, I just brought up the fact that he's a left-handed hitter. His batting average against left-handed pitching, 3.333.
He can handle
versus
it.
Versus right-handed pitching is 2.42. That's a really interesting split.
Yeah, the reverse splits. He can handle. Can I throw one more thing in about him to maybe convince you guys?
What you got?
He has played in his career, because remember, he started with, obviously we know we're talking about Cody Bellinger now. He started with the Dodgers. So the Dodgers play in the playoffs every year. Cody Bellinger has an enormous amount of playoff experience. He has played in 69 playoff games. He has 100 plate appearances in the World Series. This guy's been on the big stage since the moment he arrived in the big leagues. Bright lights will not bother Cody Bellinger.
Sound like you're sold on the bright lights thing.
I'm starting to be sold, to be honest, man.
That's pretty
significant. It's center field and first base. Like, that's exactly the two areas we could, like, you can spell Harper a little bit. Right? Like, the versatility there is what's selling me.
Plus, I could
MVP
just
see him having a big moment.
You're not, so you're all in for him to potentially leave and giving up prospects.
So that's the complicated part. You know what? I don't know if they could do this. I was thinking, in baseball, sometimes they do player to be named later trades, right? Like, we make the trade, and then in the offseason, we'll complete the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they could do a deal where it's like, hey, we'll finish this deal in the offseason. You give us Cody now. If he stays, if he opts in, we'll give you this, you know, a prospect from this group, like a better prospect. If he leaves, then you get to choose from one of these other guys, a lesser prospect. I wonder if they can make something work like that. Because you're right, this is complicated because you don't want to trade a lot for a player that walks away in 2 months.
Yeah, that's the thing that kind of gets me. I mean, it sounds like, you know, when you talk about the versatility and how he would help us out and the experience, I mean, I think it'll be a good fit. But you're talking about potentially a 2 month rental.
You know what else we could have if we get Cody Bellinger? Get a little revenge on the Dodgers. I didn't believe they non-tendered him. An MVP. He won them an MVP, and they said, get out last year. He gets back at the Dodgers in October. All right, I'm in. At some point, we need to rank these. So I have him. Yesterday was Jazz Chisholm.
Yes.
I have Bellinger way above Jazz Chisholm.
So 1-2 so far.
It was only been two. So, yeah, we ranked the first two. 1-2. Would you want the Phillies to go after Cody Bellinger? 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. On all things here, Eagles roster is a truly Super Bowl caliber. You truly believe that, or you're sure of it. And, of course, who you want to say bleep you to as we get ready for July 4th tomorrow. And that's off of Joe Buck saying it to in memory of a kid who gave him the finger about 10 years ago. All right, Barbara is in Egg Harbor. Hey, Barbara.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Barbara.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, Sue.
Yes.
I'm with you on Johan Rojas. I love the guy.
I mean, he did put down a bunt yesterday.
It was a good bunt.
It was a pretty good bunt, yeah. And he legged it out.
Yes. And, you know, even before the injuries to Schwarber and Harper, if all those guys had been hitting the way they're being paid to hit, then Rojas would just be okay. So leave him alone, Joe. He's a good guy.
Barbara, I did leave him alone when he was in AAA, but now he's back, so I got to react to what he does. Now, that was a good bunt last night. There was one part of that game, Barbara, last night. It was funny that he had like four straight fly balls hit to him. He was making every play at one point last night.
Well, I know. His defense is phenomenal. So, you know, he runs into brick walls for us. So what more could you want?
Barbara, what are you thinking here on the Eagles? You feel like this is definitely a Super Bowl roster?
I am cautiously optimistic. Yes. I love Jalen Hurts. I think our O-line is great. As everybody has said, our defense was horrible last year. So it can only go up. So yeah, I'm thinking they have a good run for it.
Well, hopefully that defense goes way up, because you're right. Especially at the end, it was tough to watch them trying to play defense. Barbara, who do you want to say bleep you to?
Okay, there's a little backstory to it.
Okay,
my husband has not been in great health for a while now, and we were finally able to get him to the point where he could walk.
Mm-hmm.
So we and my daughter and her husband went to our first Phillies game in 25 years. So it was hard for my husband to get up to. We were in the Hall of Fame Club. I don't know how we managed to get there, but we did. First row. And then we were having a great time looking at the Phillies. They were winning. In the fourth inning, these two women came in. Talk, talk, talk. Nothing about the Phillies. She had a whiny voice. She had to tell us, not me, well, I heard it, but tell her friend everything that was going on in her life. I was so irritated, but I didn't want to say anything during the game because, you know, people get crazy.
Right.
I was going to tell her something at the end of the game, and they left early. So whoever you are in the second row of Section 212, bleep you.
Barbara, I'm glad you shared that story with us, and I hope she's listening right now because
she earned the pettiness.
That.
I like the pettiness that Barbara just played
right
there. That's high-level petty right there.
It took us a lot to get to that game, and yeah.
Somebody just yapping.
Yeah, yapping too much. I mean, there's a yapping line.
Yes, I mean, she just would not shut up.
Well, you know what? Somewhere out there, she's listening, and now she feels it.
She feels offended.
Now she knows what you were going through.
That's right, because it was really, really beyond annoying.
It sounds like it. Barbara, great phone call. You have a great July 4th.
Thank you. You too.
There she goes, Barbara in Egg Harbor. You know what? The people out there, your pettiness is rubbing off on them.
Yeah, no, you know what it is? It's just that I allow people to live their truth from 10 to 2. You know what I mean? Because I struggle with, like, Joe, you don't understand. Because of my past transgressions, I struggle with stuff like this every day. I struggle with certain, like, I guess you could call it the little man complex.
But you're not little.
No, nah, no, I know. But I guess that's the best way you describe it. Because I never want to feel like I'm being disrespected. You know what I mean? And sometimes, by me voicing how I feel, it tends to make people uncomfortable because I'm not, like, to your point, I'm not a little guy. And I have a way of saying things that might come off as a little aggressive. And they're meant to be. Like, that's the purpose.
So you need to watch out what you say.
Yes, yes. And that's why if I catch Buddy that's on the elevator that talked about how much space I took up, then I'm definitely going to say something because I feel at this point I didn't already push the chips to the middle
of the
table.
Well, it was also just rude and hurtful what he said.
Yeah, it was definitely that. And I guess he was trying to impress the young lady that was on the elevator with him. So the next time I see him, and the only way, you know what's funny though? The only way I'm going to be able to identify him is if he has one of those dirty ass sandals with the socks. But that's about it. So if I see somebody with that and it might not be the guy, I might say something. You know,
if you cross here this weekend, you're wearing sandals. Yeah.
No, it was.
Be ready for a conversation.
It was just the weirdest thing. Now, one caveat: I am the guy that wears in the summertime flip flops with socks.
But he had the whole. He had
the Jerusalem Cruiser sandals, the Birkenstock. You know, yeah. What you want to talk about the two straps.
Yeah, of course.
It didn't look right. It was not a good look. And I know, like, I feel confident in knowing that somebody that works in that office listens to the station.
Of course.
They're going to let him know.
Yeah. Oh, he
knows.
Let him know. He knew at 10:05. I mean,
yeah,
I think he
going.
The cat's been out of the bag for a little while here. All right, let's go to Ron and Mako. What's up, Ron?
Happy 4th of July, gentlemen.
Happy 4th of July,
Ron. Happy 4th of July.
What are you thinking about today?
What am I thinking about? Well, first, has our boy Hugo had his midday feeding yet?
Midday feeding.
I haven't seen him eat today.
Well, I like to call him feeding. He's more docile.
No, it's Wednesday. And you know what I say is going to, you know, have a whole couple, 4 days to let him marinate.
You made it. You're Philadelphia. Don't worry about nothing. Just keep it clean. You're on your way. So anyway, Hugh, I got to say this to you before I get into sports. Hugh, please, call me before you ever do another debate, and I'll prep you. Okay?
He's going to help you out, Hugh.
Yeah, I think he thinks I won.
You think Kyle won those debates?
Oh, my God. Well, you guys were all bad, but you.
I was the worst.
I got to tell you. You're the guy in there that's the single guy that's single and ready to mingle. And, I mean, you killed your own dating prospects yourself.
Are you talking about the food take?
Yeah, of course he's talking about that.
Dude, you can't say something like that with all the women that listen to sports
radio
now.
Man, listen, I said it because, wait a minute. But, Ron, here's the thing. I don't believe, like, a lot of times when you date, you always send your representative when you're dating. I don't believe in that because I think that a lot of times when you're dating and you misrepresent yourself, you set yourself up for failure.
I feel
like you should just tell them who you are from the beginning and let them make the choice.
That's fair, but you don't put your lowlights on display either.
Yes, I do. I believe in putting the lowlights.
You can't handle him at his worst. You don't deserve him at his best.
Exactly. You don't deserve me at my best because you already know what I'm not going to do. So, Ron, just for instance, if I share with you reluctantly, that means I must like you because I'm sharing. You see what I'm saying? See, there's a method to my madness.
I get it.
But you see what I'm saying?
You just lie your ass off and then deal with it later. You know what I mean?
That's what he's saying.
I mean, at least Ron's honest about it. Lie, fake it till you make it.
Ron ain't telling y'all. Ron sounds like he's married already, so, you know, he ain't got to worry about all that.
So anyways, check this out. That's a hard no on Bellinger.
Why out on Bellinger?
You all talked about that before the season started about Bellinger. We got enough. I'll give you a guy that we can't get, but somebody that like this is what we need, and it's the first baseman from San Diego Padres. That dude is what we need, and we'll take Marsh, put him over in center, and I will sacrifice that little bit that we lose by putting Marsh in center field and putting this dude in left field and put him in the lineup.
You talking about Cronenworth? You talking about Jake Cronenworth?
No, the guy, the first baseman from.
You talking about Josh Bell, who's on Miami now?
No, he used to be on Miami.
Oh, Luis Arraez.
That's who you want.
Luis Arraez.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to get him? They're not just traded for him.
No Bellinger's on his team, dude. We got enough of these guys.
But we're not getting Luis Arraez.
I want Mookie Betts, Ron, but, you know, can't always get what you want.
Listen, you got to wait a little longer. You got to see. You got to let the dust clear, okay? You got to let the All-Star break go. And he's already honing in on who he wants. The problem that we're having right now is this, believe it or not, with all these injuries, this is a golden opportunity to showcase. Okay, the center fielder, Pache, Dahl, showcase these guys and then use them as trade bait. And then you got to try to stay away from your prospects. Okay, you got to get rid of the guys.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
What?
I didn't say anything, Ron.
Who's
going
to take Pache in a deal? I mean, like, no one wants him.
No, well, that's
a lot of moving parts.
He can't hit. Why is he even in our dugout?
Well, I'm trying to get Bellinger here so we get a center fielder who hits.
Well, you can do better than Bellinger. Come on, man. Do you want to win this thing or not?
Yes, that's the whole point. I want to win this thing. Yeah, at least I'm not like you, who's just okay with Rojas flipping and flopping out there.
Rojas, Pache, I'm holding on to Clemens, and I'm a doll. I'll let him go. I'll let those three go, but I'm keeping the bearded clam, and I'm keeping Clemens. That's who I'm keeping. Okay, I can't believe. I feel like the little rich kid over here that drives a Corvette at 16 years old with all the pitching I've got.
Tons of pitching.
I can't believe the pitching. This kid comes out of AAA, and this kid is throwing 7 innings like he's been here 100 years.
He's better than Taijuan Walker. He walked into the big leagues better than Taijuan Walker.
If we do not win it this year, boys, you see all the injuries this year?
Yeah.
Double them next year. Double them.
Well, you're probably right because it's an older team. Yeah, when you're in your 30s, I agree with you. This is the year. It's now or never.
How many more years do you think that we really got with Trey Turner, who's only into his second year? You see, Harper can't get through a year anymore without getting hurt. It's all degree of how long he's going to be out. Okay, I'm telling you, these contracts are going to come back to haunt us. We need to hit it this year and next year, and then it'll all be worth it.
I agree, okay? Ron. That's why go get Cody Bellinger. All right, Ron, give us someone you want to say bleep you to. Who you got?
Why are you Ben Simmons? Why are you guys even entertaining a phone call about Ben Simmons?
I don't know. I never know what's going to happen when people call in.
Already, I mean, were you even talking about the NBA? We have a frisbee team in Philadelphia. You want to dedicate that time to the frisbee team as opposed to the Sixers? Are you out of your gourds?
Ron, have a great July 4th. I knew Ron would be mad at the Ben Simmons thing. I knew it.
Yeah.
So Ron wants Luis Arraez. The Padres just traded for him 2 months ago. They're not flipping him over here.
That don't sound like that's a smart move.
I mean, I would take him.
Yeah, but it sounds like in order to get him, since he's not been there that long, that if you really, really wanted him, you would be in a position, in a situation where you had to give up a whole lot.
And they are trying to make the playoffs. They're a team that's going for it right now. Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want the best average hitter in baseball? Yeah. You want a guy that hits 330? Sure. Send him over here. He's won 2 batting titles. I don't think they're trading him.
You really never know what someone's going to say when they call in. Like, bringing in Ben Simmons, trading for Luis Arraez.
You never know.
It's crazy.
Where the people are going to go with this stuff. You have no idea. I mean, that's the beauty of the whole thing. Frank in Sewell's up next. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up, Frank?
A few points. One on Simmons, one on Embiid, one on Harrison Eagles. Let's start out with Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I remember correctly, he took most of the blame unnecessarily for that one dunk. For the most part, that's pretty much how it went down.
They pinned it all on him and not the fact that Embiid struggled and Doc stunk. Yeah, I agree.
So maybe he's just not the kind of guy who could handle that, right? Like, mentally. So maybe, the guy was a 3-time All-Star. You can make the All-Star game once by luck. You can make it maybe twice by luck. You can make it 3 out of 4 years if you suck. Okay, if the guy said, which is probably not going to happen, and if the Sixers sat down with this guy and he said, look, it was all, I don't know what happened, I wasn't into it, blah, 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 I didn't want to play in Brooklyn, I wasn't really always hurt, whatever. And the guy still has talent. You know, he's still 6'10", he's still good run, he's still good run, rebound. It's just, has he played great? No. Has he been faking injuries? I think so. So I would definitely bring him back because I think, say, we owe him that. If he would be there mentally,
so you want an apology, not to cut you off, but if he apologizes to you, that's enough for you to bring him back.
Well, the fans helped run him out of town, so the fans should really all be quiet that hate on the guy. So they hated on Harden, they hated on, but they don't hate on Embiid. Let's go back to Embiid. Mm-hmm. But I do think, you know, my point on him, and I think he's great. But how come? When's the last time you saw a franchise who's going into maybe the 9th or 10th season with an injury-prone player that you could probably bet and win a lot of money on every year? He's not going to be there in the playoffs. So why do we keep this guy every year knowing he's probably not going to be there in the crunch time? That's a fact.
Well, because the Sixers and most fans are scared of the alternative. I mean, that's why he's here.
Right, but no one ever talks about the alternative. So right now, right, with the way the roster is constricted now, you got Drummond, right? You got whatever, and then you got George, you got Maxie. He's bringing in a couple other people. No one even ever says trade scenarios. Everyone says, "No, I'm not trading Embiid. No way, no way."
Yeah, but I got to push back a little bit. They hate on Embiid a lot. Like, seriously, Embiid gets a lot of hate, man. He does.
I think he gets a little hate because, like, I don't hate him. Believe me, I'm very frustrated with him.
Yeah, okay? But with the kids, they frustration to hate, that's kind of the same thing.
No, they're different because the kids don't know
the difference.
The kids don't know. I'm frustrated with Embiid. I don't hate him.
Reality isn't hate. No, it's
just
hate.
The guy isn't good enough in the playoffs.
But you like to point out that he's probably going to be hurt in the playoffs, which is...
He probably will.
Yeah, but that's a little hate, though.
The best predictor of the future is the past.
That's a little bit of hate, though.
Deal with it, Kyle. That's the best predictor of the future.
That's a little bit of hate.
Hear me out, please. If they would trade him now or last year when he's at his peak, and everyone says, you're going to go backwards, you don't know you're going to go backwards. How do you know that? You don't know what the trade would be. If you get one really good player, another good player, and maybe a good bench player and a pick, you don't. No one ever says, there was a trade on the block for Embiid, and we turned it down because it sucked. That's never happened. Like, it's never – I don't understand why this franchise is – again, I would love to see them go far and him win it. I just don't I really don't see it. We go over this all the time.
You know what the problem with that is, Frank? I don't think with the guys that you're potentially talking about trading for, they're not going to be as good as Embiid.
Well, at least away.
Hold on, that's the thing.
How good are the Celtics, Joe? For a thing, it's Mr. Center.
Who on the Celtics are they going to trade for Embiid?
No. I'm not saying trade for Celtics.
Well, they wouldn't trade Brown or Tatum for him. I mean, let's just be real.
It's not what I'm saying. We got George or we got Maxey and whoever else you might grab on the trade, right?
Yes.
The Sixers, we just say, would still probably be a formidable team with a little bit of work if they traded Embiid. They're not going to go back.
I don't know about that. Like Frank, I don't know about that. You know why? Because we've seen the team without Embiid.
But they have George now.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
But I don't know where you were 4 years ago. But when Simmons was running the team, when Embiid was always hurt, they were a very good team on the court. Now it was different. It was Brett Brown. They were running. They were scoring 75 points at halftime. It was a different team, which I miss. But this team has went backwards in a few ways. They're more reliant on Embiid now than they were. So I would definitely give Simmons a shot. I would hopefully they're going to bring in another, you know, player or two. And my thing on the Eagles is this. They went backwards so far and so hard last year the way the defense was and all the changes. How can you say they're a top four team? There's no way.
You know why, Frank, I can say it? Because it's Wednesday and the offense is rolling. This offense is going to roll.
I thought you were going to say because you're nuts. That's why.
The offense was full last year.
Hey, Frank, it's different.
You could have cooled her last year, Hugh, and not went in that full down ball.
Hey, Frank, telling you. Let me tell you why. Frank, because I don't live in the past, dog. I'm not living in the past. I know we could talk about everything that happened last year. That was last year.
Yeah, Frank, it's another way of saying Hugh's head's in the sand here. He's just pretending the end of last season didn't happen. That's all.
I just think there's too many question marks right now.
There's a ton.
No, it is. You're right, Frank. But I choose to let all of that stuff go. I'm not worrying about that.
Yeah, you're not being petty anymore. All right, Frank, give us who do you want to say bleep you to?
Oh, can't say it on the air.
Yes, you can, Frank. Just be vague. Just be vague. I've been vague all morning.
You mean like you want to say your neighbor? We won't tell. We don't have to say the name.
It's an old employer.
An old employer. All right.
Okay.
Give us
the abbreviation.
I was an aircraft mechanic, and let's just say I was working up in Newark.
Okay. All right. So aircraft mechanic. You know,
is that Boeing?
Reckless speculation from you, Frank. Have a good one, man. Frank wanted to get off his chest, but he didn't want to say the name.
No, he didn't. That's okay, Frank. You're cool.
Employer. Yeah,
Frank got a lot off his chest, though.
He did.
But I just feel like
you, the Eagles.
Yeah, I just feel like
Ben Simmons
with Joel Embiid, though. You're not going to get back. You probably get back some potential, but I mean, you kind of know what you got with Joel Embiid.
It's also over now. Once you sign Paul George, you're not going to trade Embiid. That was before. All right, 215-592-9499. Final segment of your calls in. We have a new Joe Conklin special to play for when we get back. Plus, it's the end of a magical era in Philadelphia sports. We'll look back fondly on the time we share one player in particular next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows that I part with Kyle Schwarber and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the Tailgate Beer, and the Jersey Shore Beer. Well, the first, best, and last place to get beer at the shore is Boulevard Super Liquor, 676 steps away from Ocean City, off exit 25 of the Garden State Parkway. Join Yards at Philly Standard at Boulevard this weekend for samplings and the Yards tailgate bus. Boulevard Super Liquor is your Philly Standard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We feel like we got the best player at the trade deadline that was traded. And we felt like he gave us exactly what we were looking for, which is, you know, he's one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. We really like what he adds to the team. And we feel like our healthy group, our playoff rotation with Buddy Hield is right there with everyone in the entire league. He puts the fear of God in the other teams.
You going to miss him, Hugh?
Buddy.
Buddy and talks.
I'm going to miss the one game when he gave us, what, 10, 15 points?
Oh, he went off.
He went crazy.
He went, yeah.
So Buddy Hield and the Warriors in talks on a contract. It could be a sign and trade. We say goodbye here to Buddy Hield. The fear of God averaged 5.5 points per game in the postseason.
That's scary. That gives me the fear of God.
Yeah, in that one game that I talk about, that really helped
out. What about the other games?
Yeah. No, the other game.
You would let those go?
No, I'm not letting them go. But those other games that you're talking about, we couldn't even find him on the back of a milk carton.
The weirdest part is he's one of the highest volume three-point shooters ever. Like, when he plays, he shoots threes. Like, that's who Buddy Hield has been since he was in Oklahoma. The playoffs started. I think then it started in the play-in game against Miami. I think he was afraid of the moment. He just stopped shooting.
The fear of God went back to him.
Yeah, the one thing that you're supposed to do that you didn't do, and people were talking bad about you, too. They were talking real bad about you, so much so, Coach. Everybody's like, why Buddy isn't out there? Because when he's out there, it gives you nothing.
But then he did come into that game and just lit the place on fire.
Yes, he did. He lit it up.
All right, we say goodbye. Yeah, I'm going to miss him. Buddy Hield. The fear of God.
Are you really going to miss him, though?
Not at all. It did give us one of the great press conferences ever with the fear of God.
Like, I was going to ask what everyone's favorite moment of the Buddy Hield era was. It's that.
No question.
It's got to be that. The fear of God thing from Daryl Morey. I mean, that's amazing.
Gerald, you think that about, like, Kobe, right? You're thinking about LeBron in his prime. Steph Curry put the fear of God in. He had threes from all over the place. Buddy Hield? No. All right, so we have ourselves a goodbye. We'll see if the Sixers get something back for him, which would be great.
Goodbye, Buddy.
And if Morey gets something good back for Buddy Hield, more credit will go to him. Speaking of Daryl Morey, maybe a little credit due to Daryl. Do we have something special here in terms of Daryl Morey and what he's accomplished?
So Joel Embiid actually is the singer of the song.
Oh, let's listen.
Joel Embiid, I think, a little bit excited about what Daryl Morey was able to do this offseason.
And then Embiid kicks it back to Maxey over to Paul George for three. Oh, yes!
Mine eyes have seen that Morey got the calming of Paul George. Now the Knicks and Celtic rivalries will somewhat be restored. We're the third best team in the conference. I guess that's our reward. The process marches on.
Are you kidding me?
Hallelujah. The truth is, we're still not that great.
Morey tries to take the Sixers past the second round.
We signed the best available guy. We have a talented big three, but Paul George still has to deliver. I'll ignore my achy knee. The next time we play the Celtics, we'll only lose by 23 while I keep limping on. So, Morey, we're just hoping that you still know what you're doing. Cause we don't need another screwing. My time is running out.
You know, the best way I could sum up how I always feel about the Sixers is those songs. Like, it sums it up perfectly.
Joe Conklin has way too much time on his hands.
So
man.
Good.
And I like how everything that he does, he sings it with feeling.
His Embiid. There's something about, like, when he, like, it's almost like he gets something in his throat. Yeah. It's like, it is. It sounds like him. It's great.
He's the kid singing in the background.
That is funny.
It's so good. Ocean City Music Pier in Ocean City, New Jersey on Saturday, July 13th. It's your chance to go see Joe Conklin. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Rob in Delco is up. What's up, Rob?
Rob.
Joe, you, Kyle. Happy 4th of July to you guys.
Happy 4th, Rob. Man.
and to your family. Listen, I got an underrated movie for you. I just watched it. I found it on FX. It was pretty damn good.
What you got?
It's got, I'm not a big fan of Owen Wilson, but Owen Wilson was in it, and Gene Hackman, who, you know, a lot of us, you know, I love Gene Hackman. I think he's an all-timer. Behind Enemy Lines, you?
Behind Enemy Lines. When you said Owen Wilson, you know what I thought about? Because who is the dude that makes the Happy Trees? That's on television now.
Bob Ross?
Bob Ross. It's a movie where he's in it. He's playing Bob Ross. I thought that's...
Oh, no, man. Hell no. Bob Ross. No. Behind Enemy Lines is pretty good. I think it's underrated. It was actually pretty good. I just watched it again. So, you know.
Oh, I have seen this. Behind it. Who else? So it's Hackman and who else?
Owen Wilson.
I have seen that. You know what else is another good Gene Hackman from back in the day? You ever see Enemy of the State with Will Smith?
Absolutely, yep.
I like that one a lot. Barry Pepper's in that, too. It's got a good cast. All right, so, Rob, what are you thinking here on the Eagles? Super Bowl caliber roster?
We better be. Hell, we better be with the money we got loaded up in our quarterback, our running back, our wide receivers, our offensive line. Hugh, you know where we're investing all that money at. Scoring points, Hugh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I keep trying. Listen, I work with some people every day, and I try to tell them, Rob, I try to tell them every day. They just don't want to listen to me.
You know, when this show was put together, I was told I was going to be paired with a former Eagles defensive end. That was lies.
I mean,
lies.
It's the truth, but it's just like I just know it's trending.
Used to be.
I know this way where it's trending. I just know where it's trending.
You can take a camel of water, but you can't make it drink.
I try every day, man.
Listen. I got a combo for a bleep you at the end.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Combo. First of all, to all the ladies that said no to Rob from Delco, I think I was the problem here. You know what? Everybody deserves the best. You do. Hugh does. Kyle does. So I just think it was me. So to bleep you to all the ladies that said no to Rob from Delco, okay? That's the first one.
They don't know what they were missing, Rob.
Hell no, they don't know what they were missing. And my second one is Tobias Harris. Hell no. Bleep you, Tobias.
Congratulations, Tobias
Rob,
Harris.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think you speak for the city of Philadelphia in that one. Bleep you, Tobias.
Except for Hugh.
I was going to say almost everyone here.
I just find the irony in him.
We know.
$52 million, man.
It's not
$52
funny.
Million. Dollars.
Most people say shame on the bank robber. You say, wow,
I'm
he pulled
like,
it off.
Wow, he pulled that off.
Yeah.
And he pulled it off again. He pulled it off twice.
He's a bank robber.
Yes, he
wearing a basketball uniform. That's
would you say that about a guy who robbed your house?
You know what I said that about the guy that stole my car?
Well, I guess I you like, are wow. consistent on that. Yeah, that's
yeah. Like I said that, okay. I was like,
you got
dang.
Me there.
Like, cause I had a club on it, and they sawed the club
remember
off.
Remember that the club was a thing?
And you were just in awe.
Man, I was just like, wow. And you know how when you walk to the car, you see the little saw bits where I guess they, you know, I was like, wow, he really wanted my car.
Is the club still a thing, by the way?
It was. I thought it was. Do you know how comfortable...
That was a big 90s thing. Do you remember the club, Kyle?
No.
Infomercials for the club. Like it was like a... How would you describe the club if someone...
It was like a bar, like you put across the steering wheel, and it kept your steering wheel from turning.
Yeah, so no one could steal the car. And then there was a little key on it.
Do you know how confident I was that nobody was going to steal my car when I got that club? I just knew nobody was going to bring a saw. And saw through the club to steal
my
car.
So you're telling me the club, which I can get right now for $20 on Amazon, wasn't stopping this robber?
No, Joe, listen. I parked my car close to where I was staying, and I had the club. I had the GPS tracking on my car. Like I had the Guardian. It's called the Guardian from Dodge. I felt so confident that nobody was going to take the time to saw through that club to steal my car.
So you got to leave a bad review and be like, dude, somebody sawed right through this thing.
They not only sawed through it, they did it in record time.
Kyle, you got to pull up if you could find it. Go find like a 90s on YouTube. When they had the commercial for the club in the 90s, they made it seem like if you got the club, no one had a chance to steal your car. Like they really sold it in the 90s. It was the thing.
Oh, all right, so this, I recognize this thing.
Yes.
This club.
Oh, it was the thing.
They go across the steering wheel.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm more familiar
with these than I'd love.
I had so much confidence that I was going to keep this car. I had that car 6 months after they stole it. 6 months. I didn't even have it 6 months. They stole it again.
I can see why you're wary of your whereabouts of your car now.
It's like the most traumatic thing in the world is to walk outside where you know you parked your car, and see like shavings, metal Ooh. Shavings of where your car once was.
Ouch.
Yeah. And it's, you know, hey, it's one of those things, man, that when it happens to you, and not only happens to you once, but it happens to you twice. Every time anything goes on with your car, you feel some kind of way. You feel violated. Like, seriously, you feel violated. It was, hey.
Not even club proof.
No. It is. It's like every time I see a Hellcat, I'm like, I want another one. But I'm like, they're probably going to steal
it. I found a club commercial by spokesperson Lyle Alzado.
Car thieves took advantage of my good nature. So I got the club. The club gives visible, reliable, affordable protection from car thieves. Put the tempered steel club on your steering wheel, and your car's not going anywhere until you want it to.
Tempered steel,
the club
bro.
Is recommended by police from coast to coast, and it's affordable. The club. It's the kind of protection us pussycats need. Pick up the club at these stores.
Wait, what?
Bro.
Lyle was one of the first guys to use steroids in the NFL. He was ahead of the curve with him.
Well, he was one of the first guys that caught.
Yeah, well, right. When I was a kid, I remember he was like the steroid guy.
Yeah,
him
yeah,
and Bosworth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man. So if they're going to steal from Lyle Alzado, they have no issue stealing from Hugh Douglas.
They
took that car. And you know the beautiful part about them stealing it? Like, because you know there are cameras. Like, everywhere you go in the city, there is, like, cameras strategically placed all over the place. They drove the car where there were no cameras. So there was I don't know if they came and got it with a flatbed. I don't know what they did.
Did the police ever find it or
nope.
No?
They never found
it. You really do sound
one
impressed, man.
No, it's impressive. Like, Kyle, I had two cars stolen. Like, the first one was impressive because I remember walking in to my – I remember going – like, some friends of mine were in town, right? So I said, I'm going to go home real quick. Take a shower, and go. So I go in within 20 minutes. I take a quick shower, get dressed. So I walk outside, and I'm like, damn, that's why that car hood up? Because I'm walking past. My car's driving past me, right? So I'm like, why does that car hood up? I was like, that's kind of weird for them to be driving. It's a little dude, and they're driving it. And I was like, that looked like my car. And I was like, that is my car.
they drove past you.
Yes, they drove past me. And I was like, in my first thought, I was like, yo. And I took off running. And I was like, what the hell are you running for? You're not about to catch him. And the dude heard me coming, and he just took off.
Maybe the ultimate sign of disrespect is to drive a stolen car past the person who owns it.
No, man, they steal cars like that every day. Because, you know, it's one of those things like the technology, we like the technology, but those push button cars, hey, you might as well just go ahead and throw them the keys because they're going to get that. They're getting that.
You ever wonder if the person who stole your car ever listened to you on the radio in your car?
Who knows? He probably did.
Guys were thinking about like, wait, is that the guy whose car I stole?
He stole two of them.
This story sounds really familiar. I think I did this.
But the best part was when they were stolen, people were trying to help me like find it. I had some friends of mine.
Like a lost dog?
Well, no, I had friends of mine who, like, I have an eclectic group of friends. And I had one friend tell me that, you know, hey, he said, I could probably find it, but it's going to cost you. Like, you know.
Friends charging you to find your own car?
Well, it's not him. It's the people.
Oh, he has people
that,
he knows.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? They know people. And I'm like, man, they can have that car. I'm not. I refuse to pay for something that it's already paid for. So y'all kiss my ass.
I'm not paying double.
I'm not paying
keep
double.
Keep it. All right, let's go to Jason. He was in Mount Laurel. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Jason. What's up?
Yeah, so you're bringing up Ben Simmons earlier. There's no chance I'm doing that. That guy's a loser. Actually, this is the only time he cares about basketball is when he gets posted his summer workout videos.
Oh, it's my favorite yearly tradition. I mute the account as soon as I see it every year.
Because he knows people. He's trolling people when he does that. He has to be.
No, but it got me thinking, though. The Sixers, they still need some backup options. I was wondering if you guys were interested at all in potentially bringing back Markelle Fultz.
You know, Jason, that one doesn't rub me the wrong way at all, like the Simmons one. I mean, it was a disaster here, but it wasn't like,
It felt like it was his fault.
No, he didn't quit. He just really struggled, and I guess there was injuries, and I think it was in his head. Yeah, Jason, I'm not opposed to that. Now, I don't know how much he's going to want, and I don't know how much he's worth, because he's only an okay player, but if they can fit it in and they think there's still a little upside to him, because he's certainly turned his career around in Orlando. Like, he's a part of that, a pretty decent team down there.
No, he certainly has. I mean, he's not. I don't think he's hated the way Ben is. He just didn't work out, and comparing to Tatum, it's a little difficult there. But, I mean, they still need to fill out the roster, so I feel like he could be a potential option.
Yeah, it's just it was a sad – he's like a sad moment in Sixers history rather than one you're angry about. Jason, it's an interesting one. We appreciate the phone call. My issue with him is not so much like, oh, how could you bring him back? Although he has become a
pretty decent player,
yeah, like he's an NBA player. The one thing is he doesn't shoot well, right? He shot 22% from three last year. He shot 31% the year before. Kyle, he just doesn't strike me. Independent of the story here, I don't think Daryl Morey would want anything to do with a player that shoots 22% from three.
Yeah, I don't know if I want anything to do with him either. I mean, he's a lot more reasonable to me. Then bringing back Ben Simmons.
Sure, yeah, this would just be like, oh,
if
wow,
it was
that's
an
weird.
Either or, definitely him over Ben.
You know, yeah, I mean, he didn't go out as badly as.
Yeah,
as,
I don't think bad. I think Ben's in a situation, man. He can't come back here. He can't even come back here to get a cheesesteak. It just feels like
well,
seriously, doesn't
not.
It? No, I mean, it just feels like for me personally, ain't no business for me to be in Jacksonville at all. Like, and I feel that way strongly. If I'm going to Jacksonville, I'm driving through to get gas and jump right back on the highway. There's nothing in Jacksonville that I feel like I need to do or see. Like, seriously. So it just kind of feels that same way about when it comes to Ben Simmons and being here.
Now, if Ben did come back, do you think he would try to buy back his house from Castellanos? Or is that ship sailed?
I think that ship has sailed.
Would we want him to?
Well, I don't want to displace Nick from his home.
I mean, well, of course not. But, I mean, we talked about the curse, whether it affected Castellanos moving in there.
Yeah, did we ever come to a conclusion on that?
Will
or is this just who Castellanos is?
I think it's the house.
I think this is who he is. He is what he is. All right, Earl in Langhorne. Hey, Earl.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.